Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Up at PostGazette.com, you can read my story on playing at Oakmont a couple months ago. I sort of took the Justin Thomas challenge from yesterday, where he said, you know, everybody's asking us what a certain handicap would play at Oakmont. Why don't we do it the day after the tournament? Get a 5, 10, 18 handicaps out there and let's play. The USGA said, maybe we will, basically. So everybody's going crazy over it. Well, when I went out there with Bob Pompiani, I shot like a 108. I shot a 50 on the back nine and I was a tortured man for part of it. And Bob got a nice photo of me literally crawling out of a bunker. The course brought me to my knees. Bob, you're over at Oakmont right now. What's the story of the day over there?
Well, unlike you, Joe, they haven't gotten to their knees yet, but there's still problems out here with this rough. It's still pretty big. But I have to tell you that, you know, I like to take pictures for this reason, because I can capture moments. I thought that was a great moment, and it was real. It was hammering you down. But what I didn't do was you had a birdie putt on number 13. You had a really nice shot. It was above the pin. I thought I was rolling, and you know how you get it doing, but you think it's rolling and it's not. I got this amazing reaction from you, and the thing didn't record. And I'm very apologetic for that, because that was a moment. Not many people get a chance to hit a shot like that and hit a putt like that on that hole, which is extremely well bunkered, and you did. And the one moment that was great enough for you on the back nine, I missed it. But I do take a lot of pictures, and I'm glad I took those of you on the golf course. You also had one where you pointed to the sky.
Yes, I did. That was the one. Our friend Greg, oh my God. It's Greg Sipos. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me make sure I spelled that right, Bob. He got a couple great pictures as well. And
yeah, he sent them our way. Yeah, he was great about that. He's a great dude. And the guy we played with too, Brad Martineau, is also outstanding. He's a big AI guy and kind of taught us a little bit about AI on the course. I needed it to play that day too.
I wish you could have done AI to make me into a different golfer, I'll tell you that much. Bob, what do you make of intern Dom coming after you for a second time? Are you going to send out your henchman now?
No, I'm just going to correct him, because Austin told me that what he said was that I said that Justin Fields would be a better quarterback. I never said that. What I said was, at the beginning of this process, what I said was, if it's up to me in their search for a franchise quarterback, their best option is going for a young guy who's 25 and has potential upside, not unlike Sam Darnold, not unlike Geno Smith. Somebody who can actually grow, and I think there is growth to be gained in Justin Fields. Plus, he's extremely mobile. I would rather find out for 1 year if he could be that franchise quarterback, knowing that they haven't had one for 4 years now. And certainly Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback. Even at 41, for this season, he probably would. That's not my issue. My issue was, in the search for a franchise quarterback, I, myself personally, would have liked Justin Fields to get one legitimate look at it this year. That's all I said.
I agree with you 100% I agree with you, Bob. And that doesn't mean either of us think Justin Fields is great, by the way. It just made more sense than Rodgers, I thought.
Yeah, and if you're still looking for the franchise guy, you may not have it. This year, he's here for 1 year. He's a Band-Aid until next, probably. So, therefore, you'll still be looking. If Fields had this spot this year and you committed to him and just see, two things could have happened. Number one, he answers those questions. He turns into a guy who is very much in the conversation for franchise quarterback. Or number two, he doesn't do very well. You get a better pick, and you can really engineer the pick next year. So I thought that was a better play to go. That was just my opinion. It had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers being less of a quarterback. No way. That's not what I said.
Well, as far as Oakmont goes, I was watching the Golf Channel last night, and one of the big stories is that the players aren't complaining about anything, they said. No complaints
so far. Not yet, Joe. And can I start with something else, though, real quick?
Please.
Because I went around here today, as I do, and I talk to a lot of people, and people will, you know, acknowledge me, whatever. I have had so many people give me invitations for you and I to play golf. It's ridiculous. You've started a trend here by bringing this up on the radio. And I'm not kidding you. These are the courses that these guys have offered. Canistown, which is a good public course out there. It's great. I like it a lot.
Love it.
Great Italian Open there with all this food. Sunny Hannah in Johnstown, which is the site of the Sunny Hannah Amateur, one of the most prestigious amateurs in the country.
Yes, I accept.
Rolling Rock Club, which is one of the elite places, too. All these people coming up.
Yes, I accept.
Then, I know. I said, well, I have to find out Joe's schedule. It's very busy with his golf commitments these days. Some lady comes up to me and says, is it true that Joe is actually addicted? I said, yes. And if you define addiction, you'll see in Joe Starkey's picture in it, which means some days he's always thinking about it. He's on it all the time. Some days he feels like he kicks the habit and it's gone another direction, and then it drags him right back like the Sopranos.
I know. Today I'm playing. I haven't played in a week. My pinky is injured, but I'm gonna gut it out there, Bob, and play today, at least 9 holes. So what's happening there? The players aren't complaining.
Happening?
What will they complain about, do you predict?
The whole thing, like we talked to Mr. Bavard today. He is the senior director of agronomy at the USGA, and I just wanted to find out if it's, you know, they have to know that this is extremely difficult, which they do. But they also value putting the ball in the fairway so that if you do, you should have a reward in that, a shot to a green, versus if the rough, you're going to have some issues. You're going to have, and you're not rewarded for a shot. He's trying to make it as fair as possible, but also define the best player who works through all these situations and keeps it in play and doesn't have to go into the rough and automatically get up and down like it's easy. They're making it tough. So ultimately, those, if they're going to complain about anything, it probably is that in the end. But, you know, it's funny talking to Scotty Scheffler today. It was the guy's out here grinding every single day, and you know why he's number one in the world. But, you know, back in 2016, Joe, he was one off the lead. He played as an amateur here. He shot 69, one off the lead after one round of the 2016 U.S. Open. Next day, shot 78 and missed the cut by one. The very next year, he made a commitment to himself to come back here, and it was the United States amateur at Oakmont, and he came back here and was the low amateur. So he wanted to prove that he could handle that golf course for, you know, after being disappointed. Now he's back as the number one player in the world after all these years, and he's very much engaged.
Is that your pick, Bob?
No, that's not my pick. Only because I think he's the best player. You know, people are going to pick him. I kind of like Tommy Fleetwood. I like a lot of guys. And you know me, I'm not going to give you one pick. I'll give you a few because it's so hard to pick this. But Fleetwood's the guy who could win. Morikawa's a guy who could win. I like Lucas Glover and his experience. He's an older guy. I think sometimes these older guys come out of nowhere. You haven't heard about them in a while, but they lean in on these kind of championships. So he's another guy I like. Here's one thing I don't like. I don't think Rory McIlroy looks to be that focused. That's just my take. I think he may have problems making the cut.
How about DeChambeau?
DeChambeau's hitting the ball like crazy. I just put some on Twitter if you see it. I said you can serve, you know, beer on that flight. It's in the air forever, and he hits it with such velocity and straight at the range. He was as straight as can be. So, yeah, he's a defending champ. Why wouldn't you think? All these guys have a great chance. Who do you like?
DeChambeau. That's who I like. He seems to finish high in all, or at least most of the majors. And I saw where Tiger said, if you crush the ball here and then short irons, you're going to be in good shape.
Absolutely true. And here's another thing I'm going to tell you. A guy you should watch, I think the hottest player on the LIV Tour is Joaquin Niemann. I followed him around a little bit today, and we're doing some stories on some of these guys also. from the Live Tour, and he is just ball striking at as pure as can be. So he's another guy to watch. I ran into Neil Shipley, and we did an interview with him tonight. It's going to be on KDK either tonight or tomorrow TV. Neil Shipley was the low amateur last year at this U.S. Open at Pinehurst. And if he hadn't turned pro, he could have been in this field. He turned pro and he won one of his first events at the Korn Ferry Tour, but he just missed qualifying here. But he was just so happy to be here. He's a member here, and I predict some good things for him in the future.
What about Matt Vogt? I mean, there's a guy, Bob, who being a caddy there for so many years, and I know the course changes, but man, he kills the ball, and he also has probably more knowledge of that course than anybody in the field.
And that makes a difference. It did for Sam Parks back in 1935. He was from South Hills Country Club.
Ron covered that year.
I was there. Ron was there, too. He was in the media lounge, yes. And there was no media lounge. What am I talking about? but he played here 1 month every day for 30 days in advance of it because he wanted to win. He knew every nook and cranny of this golf course, and he did win. One of the few local guys who qualified and then won at a U.S. Open. So, you know, he has a lot of knowledge, but, man, he's up against some of the best in the world here. That's a tough. I'd just love to see him make the cut. I think that would be a huge accomplishment. So he could play on Father's Day and dedicate Sunday to his dad who passed away 2 months ago.
Bob, did you know that I used to be a lifeguard at South Hills Country Club?
I can't imagine you saving anybody's life, though, Austin. How small were you then?
Thankfully, I didn't need to save anybody. That was my job at like 15, 16, 17, and maybe 18 years old. I worked there for like 3 summers.
Go through it. Did you ever have to use mouth-to-mouth?
Thankfully not. Thankfully, I did not need to save anybody, because if I did, I would be concerned.
What's the buzz out there like, Bob? A lot of fans? A lot of fun?
Yeah, it is. And you need to, are you coming out here tomorrow, I hope?
Oakmont Bakery, I'll be there before 10.
Okay, I may join you there for a little bit before I got to come up here and do my thing. So, the buzz is great. People are just enamored with the ball flights of these guys and what they're doing and all the, you know, you see all the minutiae, all the stuff they do on the greens. And then you realize, Joe, we're talking about a whole new game where you and I came here and mostly after about 7 holes, I was looking for the hot dog at the halfway shack and also a transfusion. That's part of the enjoyment for me. These guys, I mean, every little small thing that you can think about, because as you know, if you miss a putt like Rory did last year, 2.5 feet, it cost him $500,000 and a chance to win. That's how big some of these putts are. So they're looking over every possible angle on these, you know, taking copious notes and everything. It's pretty amazing.
Have you seen our friend Greg out there?
Greg Sipos is here. Yeah, I haven't seen him, but I know he's out here somewhere. So hopefully we'll catch a drink at the end of the day here. But no, I have. It's hard to find people. There's so many people roving around here. So once you get into the property, it's great. It's good exercise. Get the step count out and watch players who know what they're doing.
Scheffler said yesterday, Bob, that it's probably the hardest course we'll ever play. Is that the consensus among the players out there that they may never play a course harder than this?
I think that is the consensus. Most everyone's talked about it that way. And they all know it coming in. Like, for example, Scheffler also said yesterday, number 8, that par 3 that goes 298 yards, he hit a driver yesterday. And he said his goal on that is just to get it on the green somewhere in 2-putt. He has no aspirations of making birdie there. And that's what you know, you have to know when you have your options here and when you don't. Very few holes give you that. But if you're in the fairway, you at least have a puncher's chance of making birdies. If you're in the rough, you got to normally just lob wedge it out. And can I give myself a shameless promo, by the way, Austin and Joe? Because tonight, coming up in our 6:45 sports, I talked to, and the more you're involved in your addiction here to golf, Joe, you understand this, Roger Cleveland. Have you heard of Cleveland Golf?
Yes.
That's who it is. He came up with a Vokey wedge. He invented the lob wedge. And these guys out here have gravitated to him to ask him about different things, about what wedges they should use for different shots around the green. Because he started with a 45-degree wedge, and then up to 52, 58, 60. It's pretty incredible. And his knowledge of the wedge game is incredible.
Did you see Skeens out there yesterday, Bob?
Yes. Yes. All those – he was here. Kyle Nicholas was here. I think Braxton Ashcraft was here. They're all good, you know, golf fanatics, just like you and me, you know. And they just wanted to watch the game played at a high level, and they did it. And they saw those guys, how they hit the ball.
Well, thank you, Bob. And I'll see you at some point tomorrow. We'll be doing the show from Oakmont Bakery, and we'll maybe we'll do some more predictions and things like that. Thank you for making time today.
And I'll look forward to talking to you about the Aaron Rodgers and the T.J. Watt and all this other stuff tomorrow. I'll get down there at some point, maybe at the beginning, or I don't know. I just got to see what my schedule is here. But I look forward to it, Joe. And Austin, if you ever are going to save a life, I hope it's not mine.
Thank you, Bob.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. See you guys.
Limits, would you have been too small if somebody found themselves in danger in the water to move them?
No, we did like drills and stuff like that to be able to prepare for that type of situation. I think I'd be able to move somebody through the water as long as they weren't like, you know, ginormous. I think I'd be able to. And there's also another lifeguard that's on. There's two different lifeguards
for sure.
That are there. There are multiple lifeguards.
It would be hard for me to enjoy myself as a lifeguard. Because I would constantly be worried that something bad was going to happen. Like you think of a lifeguard sort of sitting in the sun. What a wonderful summer job. I'd be panicked the whole time.
Yeah, I didn't really like it the last year that I did it. But I met a lot of really nice people and a lot of really good people. So that is one thing that I did enjoy.
I understand you may meet Will Howard as well. Is that in the offing here? What's going on?
So I'm not allowed to give out details of what the case of the matter is. But there is a possibility that later on this year, there could be a Limits in Will Howard meetup, and we'll see if there's a peace offering that can be put out there from myself to Will Howard if he is offended by anything that I might have said.
That would be unbelievable.
And we'll have to make sure that we get that on social, I'm sure.
The meeting, of course.
The meeting of Will Howard.
The meeting of the minds.
What if I become friends with Will Howard?
That would be great. You see, He's your age, basically.
I know. It's like a random Tuesday. And you're just walking around at like, you know, wherever, and you see Limits and Will Howard are sitting in the waterfront Permanis just eating dinner.
It would be
a
wonderful ending.
A
wonderful ending to a very tumultuous story to this point.
What a friendship that could be.
Yeah. And from what I understand, what everybody's telling us, he's unbelievably nice, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, seems like a really good guy. And they did that NFL network, like, hey, rookie, welcome to the NFL type thing that they did with him at the draft. Seems like he has a great relationship with his family, great connection to the game, great love for the game. And he's a faithful man, too, which I appreciate about him.
Thank you, Limits.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Limits, I can't wait till you and Will Howard meet each other. That's going to be a highlight of the summer. When is that?
I agree.
No, we can't say.
Again, I'm not able to say yes. That's okay. Or else I will get in trouble and maybe my invite will be rescinded.
Rescinded is a great word.
Yes.
How about Bob and his bobblehead night? Do we know when that is?
We do know when that is. I want to make sure I get it right here. But there will be a bobblehead night brought to you by the good folks at KDKA.
Yes.
Later this summer. It's in August at Wild Things Park. It's actually called EQT Park now.
And we're going to get to take batting practice, I believe, you and I. Maybe Donnie Chedrick. Yes?
Yes. I'm really looking forward to that.
Me too. And we got a sneak preview of the bobblehead. It looks great. Looks just like Bob.
August 23rd is Bob Pompiani Bobblehead Day at the Wild Things game.
There you go.
That'll be fun.
Who are you picking to win the U.S. Open?
I picked DeChambeau to win the Masters, and he obviously came in second. I think, did he come in second or third?
I don't know.
Regardless.
And I don't care.
He won the U.S. Open last year. There is something about DeChambeau winning U.S. Opens because he's won two in his career, and I think he also won it as an amateur. He did really well there and put up some really good scores. So I'm going to go with Bryson DeChambeau again.
So am I.
Really?
I just told Bob that. Were you not listening?
No.
That hurts my feelings.
I'm sorry. I was trying to edit audio.
Yeah, I picked him.
You picked DeChambeau, and I'm picking DeChambeau as well.
All right. Are the Pirates going to win today? It's 1-0 in the fifth inning.
Bailey Falter pitching a really good game. I do think that they're going to win this game and that they're going to take 2 out of 3 from the Miami Marlins.
What would Bailey Falter get you on the market?
I wonder that because
lefty.
He's not a high strikeout guy, obviously. He only throws 92, 93, but his extension, which is what's been talked about a lot, is really something that gets on hitters significantly where it looks more like 96 with the way that he fully extends with his left arm towards the plate. Like, there's another swing and miss by Norby against him. Right now, the Miami Marlins against Bailey Falter have 2 hits. That's it. Like, he does not give up that many hits, and when he does, he gets out of jam. So what can they get for a guy that's not a big strikeout pitcher but can still get a bunch of outs? I would think something decent, maybe 1 bat.
They're about to be 9-5, if they win this game, 9-5 in their last 14. That's pretty good, Limits.
That's pretty good.
Is it not?
That's very good.
And they're in Chicago for 4. I don't love that, but I love having Skeens on the mound in game 2. All these guys are pitching well. It feels like they have a chance in every game because then they go to Detroit. That's been a surprise team this year and proof that you can be the best team in baseball without a ridiculous payroll, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, payroll obviously is a factor, but injury, look at all the Dodgers injuries this year.
Well, no, the Tigers have they're not even top 15 in payroll.
Right. I mean, you still can win.
Of course you can.
Like, look at Cleveland. Cleveland over the last however many years has done a really good job. The Rays historically has done well winning without payroll. So, yeah, it can be done. It's obviously a big factor when you can add more pieces. But then on the flip side, you can look at all the money that the Dodgers have spent on players.
Tampa Bay has a winning record. Cleveland has a winning record. Cincy has a winning record. Milwaukee, San Francisco has been really good. Kansas City, Detroit, Baltimore.
San Francisco is not in that category.
Not in what category?
They're not a small market or a mid-market. That's a big market in San Francisco.
They have a bottom 10 payroll in Major League Baseball.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I did not realize that.
Kansas City, Detroit? Come on.
Well, I mean,
all these teams are in the bottom 15. There's no excuse not to be able to at least have a winning record.
I agree.
None.
Falter just made an incredible play on a comebacker right to him.
No, he didn't.
One of those where the ball comes like legitimately right at you and you try to like save yourself from not getting hit by the ball and the ball finds your glove.
Would you trade him?
No.
Why not?
Because
would you sign him? How long is he signed for?
3 more years. He'll be arbitration eligible. I think you can get more for Keller. I'd be more willing to deal Keller. And I also like having a lefty in your rotation as well just to change things up a little bit and not have it just be a completely all right-handed starting rotation. Hunter Barco, sure, might be able to change that soon, but Falter has done a really nice job for them. And if they can stack Skeens, Chandler, Falter maybe as your 4 with someone else that you slot in as your 3, like that's in the instance that you do trade Keller, which I don't think they ultimately will, then that's still a really good rotation. Plus, you find another guy.
Do you think Ashcraft or Majinski is going to be a starter or a reliever?
I don't think Majinski should be a starter. I think he should be a reliever. He can be a good reliever for them. But, I mean, Joe, once you get to the third, fourth, fifth inning with him, things just go awry.
With who?
Carmen Majinski.
Well, that happened. I mean, they've just started using him as a starter.
Right, but there's a long reason why in the minors they didn't use him as a starter. He had a lot of inconsistent issues. And walks, I don't think, were very good for him in the minors as well when he was starting. They changed him, I think, before he got to AA from a starter to a reliever, at least primarily. Like, until this year, he was not a starter in AAA at all. Rarely in AA.
DK Metcalf has spoken, and Artie Smith has spoken. Arthur Smith on marrying a run-heavy offensive coordinator with a pass-happy QB We didn't bring Aaron in here and sign DK for all that money to go run the wishbones. Wishbone, I should say. Not multiple wishbones. Okay, then what are we going to see here? That's my question. Can you find that quote? Look under Mike DeFabo. What do we see here then? What is he talking about? We're going to see a three-rig circus passing attack here? Huh?
That's a great question. I mean, are they talking a lot of motion? Are they going to use motion a lot more with the Arthur Smith offense this year than in previous years? Is that just a personnel? Is that personnel based? That's one thing I wonder.
What?
I don't know. I'm just buying time to find the DK Metcalf clip.
What are you talking about? Running motion?
Are they going to put DK Metcalf in motion?
He's saying Arthur Smith was brought here to be a run-based offense guy. Am I wrong about that?
That's correct.
Well, now he's saying you don't bring in Rodgers and DK Metcalf to run the wishbone.
Well, this is what DK Metcalf said.
How quickly he released the ball and me getting off the line of scrimmage fast, I think is one thing that stands out first. But also his playmaking ability after a play breaks down a bit, or him to contort his arm in a different way just to get the ball out, I think is unique, and I think it's going to help not only me but a lot of receivers and tight ends.
He's talking about how Rodgers gets the ball out quickly and basically can get him right off the line of scrimmage, and that DK Metcalf's speed is one thing that stands out, and also just the way that Rodgers can. He can still sling it with a quick release. He gets the ball out of his hand quick.
Well, we need to get that audio from Arthur Smith. So is he going to be able to design an offense around what he has?
From Mike DeFabo, here's Artie.
And obviously, as your roster evolves, and obviously you can bring Aaron in here and sign DK for all that money to go run the wishbone. So you try to play to the strengths of your team.
Okay, what are the strengths of their team? It better be their offensive line, so I still think the strength of their team should be running the football. Do you agree or disagree?
No, I do agree with that. Like, if you're going to win, and the way that they want to win with Andy Weidel coming in here, and the way that they've built this thing over the last couple of years, first-round pick on an offensive lineman, first-round pick on an offensive lineman, first-round pick on a defensive lineman. They clearly want to try to win in the trenches a lot more than they have in previous years. Go similar to that Philadelphia Eagles model, which is hard to replicate, but they're going to do their best to. Yeah, they should be able to ground and pound this thing, which also will take a lot of pressure off of Aaron Rodgers. Whether it's a playoff action offense, like that
should be like the Tennessee offense. I think that's what they want anyway.
They don't have Derrick Henry in that.
It's a heavy run, heavy play action offense. Nobody's saying it needs to be the wishbone, but Arthur Smith wasn't brought here to run, you know, the greatest show on turf.
No, he was brought here.
He was brought here to pound the ball. So let's see if they can get a couple third and ones this year. You know.
Should they employ the tush push this year? Should DK Metcalf be their tush push guy?
Yes, he should.
What about Darnell Washington?
He'd be great. How about Rodgers talking about him like he's going to be a star?
Called him Mercedes Lewis-like.
Maybe he will be. That would be great. I think he should be more involved in the pass game. Although I can't help but think poor Russ last year when he threw the jump ball and the guy who's 7 feet tall didn't jump for it.
Well, that's because Russ thought he was like 10 feet tall and that he'd immediately be able to make that catch.
Well, no, he knew he was seven, but he thought he would jump. Still a horrible throw by Russ,
that,
by the way.
That ball, because I was at the game and where my seats are with my buddy Frank are like right down in the end zone. So like I can see like right across the goal line. When he lobbed that ball up, it felt like it was in the air forever. And like even before he threw it, I could tell like, me yelling at my TV, like when Drew Aller threw the pick, like, no, no, Russ, no, don't throw it. Like immediately.
I'll tell you who didn't like that play was old Smitty.
No.
Artie. He hated that play. He hated that play. And Russ came right back in the same game and made another 50-50 throw to Pickens on the other side when all they needed was a Boswell field goal to go up two scores. Little crazy. Russ got a little crazy in the Ravens games, didn't he?
A little bit crazy. What about when the Bengals game in the final minute where he did not go out of bounds?
Yeah, that was a lot crazy.
Going off.
Who's going to have a better year, DK Metcalf or George Pickens?
DK Metcalf. You agree with me?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
George Pickens.
Why?
Because he's going to be in an offense that throws the ball all over the field.
Yeah, they're throwing it to CeeDee Lamb and Ferguson.
I think they'll throw to Pickens now and again.
now and again.
And I think Dak Prescott is good.
But if they're throwing it to Pickens now and again, DK Metcalf is going to get the ball.
Now and again was a sarcastic term, understated for effect.
Oh, I'm sorry I didn't glean that from you.
Glean is a good word, too.
You gleaned incorrectly my hatred for Will Howard, which is not true.
No, you just aren't open-minded that he'll be any good.
Not open-minded that he can be a franchise starter.
Let's hear Dan Muse's voice. I think I've heard it once now, and I want it to sound like Joe Block. So just to continue, he looks just like him. Maybe he sounds like him. Dan Muse introduced by the Penguins today.
This is Dan Muse on a timeline for winning.
No, and we've talked, Kyle and I've talked a lot about this, and there's a period of transition here, but within that, my approach is going to be, we're going to work throughout the entire summer. Coaching staff's going to come together, and we're going to put together a plan for the start of the year. And we're going to put together a plan, and we're going to be talking about working with every single player that's here. And so you do have players that are have been in this league a long time and have done great things in this league for a long time, and working with those players to help them continue to take steps.
I'm still a little confused on the timeline, but he does sound like Sully, which makes sense because he's from the Boston area. Thank you, Limits. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll be at Oakmont Bakery.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.